The Gisborne District Council has voted to install two controversial replicas of Captain Cook's ship, the Endeavour, in the region. It got more than 1,000 submissions on the question and heated opposition from almost all local iwi. One replica is for Tolaga Bay and the other will go to the Tarawhiti Museum if it agrees to take it. Te Anawa Hurahanginui reports.
The decision about the future of the mini Endeavour replicas has divided the East Coast community for almost a year, and Councillor Sandra Faulkner is clearly happy to be over and done with it.
I can't believe that we have managed to spend this much time debating a piece of public art. I've had so many people say to me, for goodness sake, there are a couple of ships on sticks.
But the replicas symbolise much more than that for many Māori who still carry the memory and mamai of their ancestors who were killed by Cook and his men. Four of the five local iwi have banned the replicas from being erected anywhere within their rohe. But one outlier iwi, Te Aitanga Ahoiti, has agreed to take one, saying in a submission its people had a more favourable relationship with Cook. The unexpected stance made the decision much easier for councillors who have come under fire in the past for ignoring the wishes of tangata whenua.
Personally, deeply touched when I discovered that one would be welcome in Tolaga Bay. We collectively heaved a great sigh of relief, if we're honest, we heaved a great sigh of relief right then, right?
Deciding where the other replica should go was much trickier. Most councillors and Mayor Riet Stoltz agreed it should live at the Tairawhiti Museum, away from areas of significance to iwi and a place where history can be explained.
We're not putting it up as this majestic thing in the middle of our city, but what we are still doing is acknowledging that the Endeavour came here and maybe there is an appropriate place for us to tell that story, and that's why I personally always leaned towards the museum.
There's only one problem. The museum doesn't want it. It made that crystal clear in its submission to the council earlier in the year. Councillor Pat Seymour suggested the council should not take no for an answer.
Well, supplementary, Mr. Chairman, we own the museum and we can invite them to have, and we own the Star of Canada. There must be a negotiated process that can be arrived at.
The idea was quickly squashed by Deputy Mayor Josh Farehinga.
We don't own the operations of the museum and we cannot impose ourselves on their trust just because we fund them. It's a terrible way to treat a partnership.
Two councillors, Meredith Akuhata-Brown and Tony Robinson, were adamant the second replica should not be displayed at all.
Everywhere around the world, monuments are toppling, and here we are looking to put one up.
These boats do not progress this community. They are a replica of a time where mana whenua, tangata whenua views were not taken into account.
The final decision was for the second replica to be offered to the Tairawhiti Museum. If the museum doesn't want it, it will be given back to the community group who helped to fundraise it. Mo te hōtaka o te ata, ko te aniwa, hurihanga nui, aho.